North Dakota State quarterback Carson Wentz is regarded by most to be at the top of this year's draft class for quarterbacks, and he had his pro day on Thursday, so we thought it'd be a good time to take a look at some of his tape. Now, Carson Wentz is the prototype quarterback when you look at his profile. 6'5", 240 pounds, 10-inch hands, meaning he can drive the ball with velocity and accuracy in bad weather or good weather. So he passes the eye test most certainly, but his game tape is good too. Let's take a look. A big thing that coaches at the NFL level want is a quarterback who can operate from the gun and under center and who has some experience in a pro-style offense. That's certainly Carson Wentz. The first throw that we're going to show you from Carson Wentz is going to display his arm strength because he's going to make a throw across almost the entire length of the field. Once we roll the tape, you'll find that Carson Wentz is going to set up to throw right here at about the 18-yard line. He's going to make a throw across the field to the far side, and he's going to do it with some zip. We'll watch the play in regular motion first, and there you see on a frozen rope all the way down to his receiver. Now, a couple of things that you like about this throw from Wentz. As he sets up, identifies his target, he sees the cornerback is sitting right here with some outside leverage. So Wentz's throw is going to be to his receiver. It's going to be onto the outside to give his receiver plenty of opportunity to work back toward the ball and shield the defender from the pass. So a great job by Wentz there. Also on this play, nice pass protection. You see the play action fake. Here's the mesh point right here for Wentz. A nice play action fake, something NFL offensive coordinators are going to ask their quarterbacks to do all the time. Wentz delivers, also takes a big hit, but still delivers an accurate strike on the outside to his receiver. That's a big time throw by Carson Wentz. Another important element for quarterbacks, accuracy. You need them to fit throws into tight windows at the NFL level. That's what Carson Wentz is going to do. Here he is in the gun on this play. In the first play, he was under center. Here he is in the gun. His receivers to his right are going to run double posts right here. And what you're going to see is three defenders converge into the same area, but it's not going to bother Carson Wentz. He's going to throw a dagger, and he's going to split some hairs. Make an accurate throw right here. Big time throw again by Carson Wentz. Fits this throw in between these three defenders. He needs great timing and he needs great accuracy. He has both of them right here. Great job by Carson Wentz to hit the outside post here. Give his receiver an opportunity to make the catch and even gain some yards after the catch. On this play, you're going to see a really nice job by Wentz of using his eyes to manipulate defenders and then use his mobility within the pocket to buy some time to throw a touchdown pass inside the red zone, a key area for offenses. Here's the receiver. He's going to run a vertical route and then break it off to the inside. You're going to see a really nice pocket here for Wentz, but he's going to need a little bit of additional time to let his receiver break open. So he does a great job of stepping up into this perfectly formed pocket. We'll show you the play in regular motion right off the bat. There Wentz is. He buys time, and he hits his receiver in the middle of the field. The end zone view of this play, though, is going to show you where Carson Wentz does such a great job. Watch as this play begins. Watch where Wentz looks and watch how this defender reacts. Wentz is going to manipulate that defender to get him out of the throwing lane so he can hit his receiver on the outside. Here Wentz is looking to the middle of the field. And what does the linebacker do? The defender, he follows Wentz as Wentz looks to the middle of the field. Then quickly Wentz snaps back to the outside, fires a strike to his receiver in the end zone. Now this play is one of my favorites from Wentz that I watched of all of the plays that we saw. Here, Wentz has a gunslinger's mentality. Sometimes at the NFL level, everything doesn't work out the way you thought it would, and sometimes you just gotta fit a tight throw into a tight area in a clutch spot. So what you have here is a 3rd and 11 early in the second half. The Bison are up big in this game and they're looking to put a nail in the coffin. And they do that partially because Wentz has the guts to make a big time throw. When you look at it in regular motion, it just looks like your ordinary pitch and catch. But when we slow it down, you can see that Wentz trusted his receiver and trusted his arm strength. So here he is in the gun on this play, and he's got two receivers that he's going to be watching. One is going to run a stop route. The other one is going to keep running vertically. Wentz has a decision to make. He makes the right decision at the right time. He gets to the top of his drop right here. And look at this. This is actually pretty good coverage by the defender in the receiver's hip pocket. You also have a safety right here over the top who's ready to run downhill and defend this pass. Additionally, you have a third defender who's got his eyes right there on the quarterback and could break off his route and intercept this pass. Wentz trusts his arm strength, fires a rocket right here, completes the pass on 3rd and 11, a gain of 17. I love the aggression and the confidence in his own ability right there by Wentz to fire a strike into a tight area. Last thing we're going to show you is Carson Wentz. When something breaks down, sometimes quarterbacks have to change their arm angle. You don't want guys to be so stiff and statuesque in the pocket. You want them to be able to just make a play. Watch this. He rolls out to his right and has to change his arm angle. Knows the running back is going to be there. Doesn't know where the defenders are going to be on this play. As he turns around, he's got a few defenders in his face. But look at that. A quick flick of the wrist. Changes his arm angle. Gets the ball to the running back. This is a gain of 44 yards. Now, what you're going to hear in terms of Knox, a lack of experience because he only started for a year and a half at NDSU, and he didn't play at a quote-unquote big-time program, so that could be a knock on him as well. But the guy won a bunch of games with North Dakota State, including two national titles, so there's a lot to like about Carson Wentz. Now, the Vikings have a quarterback that they love already in Teddy Bridgewater, so they may not be in the running for someone like Carson Wentz. But Wentz's ability showcases some of the other ability that you have in this class at the quarterback position. It seems to be fairly deep, so it will be interesting to see what the Vikings do at this position in the draft. But it looks like one team up at the top of the draft is going to be very happy when they take Carson Wentz.